What's up, 2019? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP.
I'm Tim.
This is the Positive Truth, where we take all the negativity in the news and we give you the positivity in the news. I'm JP. I already said that. I got a little distracted. We tried this intro two times now, but we're getting better. That's better. Because it's my favorite episode of the year, the Positive Truth Person of the Year. Where we've been talking about positive news stories twice a week, every Wednesday and Friday for the past year. And we've had some good ones. We're going to talk about our favorites and announce the Positive Truth Person of the Year. Before we get to that, make sure to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend about all this positivity. Follow our Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for all our positive things. We also post positive news stories on our Facebook page. But before we get to the Positive Truth 2018 Person of the Year, who was the Positive Truth 2017 Person of the Year, Tim?
Chance the Rapper.
Why is that?
Chance gave $1 quadrillion to the Chicago public school system. He had like a backpack drive. I remember he put together some kind of concert where he performed in his city for absolutely free. I mean, this man did it all for his city, and it definitely showed here on the Positive Truth because we followed on all of his stories.
So we were doing these episodes in 2017, and we kept talking about him. And we were like, yeah, this dude's like the Positive Truth Person of the Year. So that's how this started, because of Chance the Rapper. So we're about to... JoJo, I know you're watching this. I want to, you know, like Time, they have like the Time Person of the Year. We want a 2017 Chance the Rapper somewhere over here, Person of the Year. We're about to unveil our 2018 one. But before we get to that, we should talk about our favorite positive news stories of 2018. Tim, what do you got?
Man, some of my positive news favorite news stories were actually sports stories, which I guess that makes sense coming from me. I do like one of our interviews that I'm going to shout out real quick, the Football Factory. Shout out to them. They're still doing their thing, even on winter break. It's ridiculous. 6 a.m. They're still working with all different age groups.
In the cold.
In the cold, like 17-degree weather, 30-degree weather. It doesn't stop them at all. I thought that was pretty awesome. But yeah, man, that leads me to my very first one that I'm going to talk about. It's about that Zimbabwe waiter. He used his tips to run a free soccer academy, basically to help kids get off the street. His story, he's a 24-year-old man. He loved soccer as a kid. He just didn't have the opportunity to. So as an adult, he doesn't have kids of his own. He decided, you know what? I'm going to put together an academy and help these kids learn everything that I know. And I'm going to do it for absolutely free. Thought it was awesome. There's like things like this going on all over the world, not just the United States. And us doing that interview with the Football Factory, finding this story online, it's super inspiring. It's something simple. Like, we had a conversation with cannot remember his name to save my life, but we did an interview with him with haircut place. Oh my goodness, Tim.
Cut it forward.
Why is in the roots? Yeah, Bruce. He actually said, you know, if you can't give money, give your skill away. And that's exactly what it reminded me of with the Zimbabwean waiter and the guys from the Football Factory, Ricardo and Pollo, and I think it's Jesus.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this is, you're giving away your time. You're using your money to give back to your community through soccer.
Through communities.
It's just an awesome positive news story. One of my favorite positive news stories is the Alabama college student, Birmingham. I don't know why I was saying Birmingham.
Birmingham.
From Birmingham. And his car broke down the night before he was supposed to start a new job. He didn't panic. He knew he had to be there at 10 a.m. and he knew he had to get 20 miles. So he was like, I don't have the money, but I got to get there. So he walked 20 miles to work. And when he got to the job, he was like, man, like, you seem a little tired. He's like, oh, well, my car broke down. And they were so inspired by, like, his dedication that his new job got him a new car. He's like, hey, man, like, here. You're a college student. You're busting your butt. You're doing this and going to school. Like, we feel like you deserve this. Just recognizing hard work and giving back. And this one you posted with a positive video, kid, you know, receiving his gift. And I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I love that story. The fact that, like, I've seen that a few times now with different stories throughout the years. And I thought it was just amazing. Like, I've never heard anything of it. you have the dedication to walk to work. Most jobs are going to tell you, like, that's what you're supposed to do. Find a way. And the fact that this job, this company, whatever it is, you know, went above and beyond their manager, employees, and friends, community members, whoever it was that put in on that car is amazing.
Absolutely. What's another one of your favorite
podcasts? Oh, man. Justin Gallegos. I talked about him multiple times last year. He's definitely, like, up there for Positive Truth Person of the Year. This man has cerebral palsy. He was running at the University of Oregon. And there's a super amazing, like, Nike video that I can upload to the Facebook page if you guys want. I've uploaded it, like, 4 times already, so I'm sure you've seen it. But basically, at the end of his last cross-country race, a representative from Nike was there to offer him a contract, a professional contract with Nike, and he becomes the first person with cerebral palsy to have a professional contract, sports contract, and I thought it was just amazing, man. It's super inspiring. Somebody that loved to run, that's like...
He's running marathons
with
cerebral palsy, and he's outrunning us.
Facts. Facts. He's outrunning us. He's outrunning a lot of people out there, and I thought the story was amazing. I watched the video, I can't tell you how many times, and every time I'm just like ready to go run. I should probably watch that first thing in the morning and get my heart rate up and just get out the door and keep it moving.
That's what's up, man. Speaking of the Facebook page, I posted this one on the Facebook page, and it was probably one of our most liked Facebook posts.
He made a flyer and put it on social media. We shared it like crazy. And next thing you know, we get there in the morning. You know, I'm actually at the doctor's office with Edna. I don't know if I told you this. And we're actually doing a checkup on the baby. She was pregnant at the time. And I'm like, crap, I have to be at Grant in like 5 minutes. And it's like a 7-minute jog from where our doctor's office was. So I took off. Like, I left Edna and the doctor and everything. She told the doctor, I didn't even get to meet our doctor at that time. That was the first time we met Dr. Salim, who delivered our baby. So I took off to Grant, ran to Grant. I get there. Oh my gosh. You have like, there's 80-something people there. Students, teachers, alumni, yeah, News Channel 4, News Channel 5, the Daily Oklahoman. It was ridiculous. There's all kind of people here. And I'm like, what is going on right now? You know, we did a couple of interviews, asked us what was going on. I basically let them know, hey, you know, the students put this together. I was just in the position to, you know, talk to who I needed to talk to get it together. But this was the student's idea completely. And with myself, the help of Peter Murray, my assistant coach, we led a run for education, basically. Students walked their dogs. It was all
students' idea.
Yeah, students' idea, man. We ran up there. We got there. It was a pretty cool video News 5 took and they made, and we shared that on Facebook as well. If you guys haven't seen that, it's on our Facebook page somewhere. And yeah, man, it was pretty awesome. The students were in awe. I had a couple kids who never ran more than 4 miles, run 7 that day, and they were just like, Coach, if it wouldn't have been for all these people cheering us on, I wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't have made it.
I can relate.
So yeah, man, just that story alone right there. They did that for their teachers. They saw their teachers out there in the heat and the cold and the rain protesting for them. So they wanted to do something for them, for their teachers. And I thought it was awesome. Teachers giving back to students giving back to teachers, how it should be, community.
What are we without great teachers?
Exactly.
We're building the next generation.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, I have my top 5 favorite positive news stories from teachers.
Nice.
So the story we did recently, the teacher in Maine.
Okay.
Just retired after 18 years. His name was Frank Wallace. And he donated $100,000 to start a mentorship program long after he was gone. So for the past 18 years, he's been mentoring kids that have been in trouble.
Okay.
They call him Grandpa. He's like, hey, man, I know he would always tell him, like, I know you're in trouble, but we're going to get you through this. He would listen to them and he would help them get back on their path to getting a good education. And he's like, I realize the impact I've made in these kids' lives. These kids are telling me. So I'm going to take this money I've saved up and I'm going to give back to make sure this continues long after I'm gone.
That's dope.
He's been underpaid in Maine, but still managed to save enough money to give back. And that's just a great teacher. It's everything teachers are for, man.
If you'd have said, that's insane, bars. So close. It was dope.
Edit that in, JoJo. Do you remember the teacher, the special ed teacher? Edna just graduated. She's
right.
Going to be a special education teacher.
Right.
Another reason, Positive Truth Person of the Year.
Guess where she's working at? At the U.S. Grant.
Where's Grant at?
Southside Oklahoma City, man. That's where we graduated. Well, no, I graduated from.
And I graduated high school, guys. If
you're listening. He went to our rival high school. That's why I said that. I apologize. I didn't make it seem like you dropped out. 7th grade and stuff. I can't do this.
Whoa. Anyway, so she was a superintendent, and she was also a special education teacher, and she died in 2011, and she donated $1 million to her students for scholarships, for basically, she realized special education students, they don't have the opportunity that normal kids do.
Right.
So her scholarship is going to help kids after high school education be eligible for $25,000 scholarships for long after she's gone.
Teacher's doing great things.
Tim, did you just Snapchat while we're recording?
No, no, I took a picture of the quote because my computer's about to die.
Okay, smart. But so, like, it's like these scholarships given back to like trade schools,
right?
Given back to like any sort of like college that will accept them. And it's just awesome.
So any possible way these students want to further their education, that's what it's going for. And that's amazing in itself. I think that's pretty dope. And she was a special education teacher.
Absolutely.
So I just feel like special education teachers, they see education through a different light. They see education as anything. And I think it's pretty amazing all the lengths that we get to talk about on here anyways, about them doing, like with her giving a scholarship just to go to a vocational school even, which I don't hear about that too often.
And saving up $1 million to give back to her kids. It's just an awesome story.
Absolutely.
You remember the one about the sixth grade teacher that she wrote down? She's
the Harvard letter. Yes.
So it's like spelling 98%. And she wrote a letter. She was like,
the teacher wrote a letter on the paper when she was grading it.
It's been a joy teaching you. Invite me to your Harvard graduation. 21 years later, that student kept that paper because you inspired me to go graduate from Harvard. And whenever she graduated, she invited the teacher.
I couldn't imagine how she felt. Could you imagine how the teacher felt when she read that? To get the invitation by somebody you impacted to graduate from Harvard of all places?
That's what great teachers do, man. All the time.
I couldn't imagine.
Every day. That's why they're Positive Truth Person of the Year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It only makes sense. There was a pretty cool picture in that article of them together, huh? At her graduation.
It's somewhere deep in the Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely. Somewhere deep in there.
So I still got two more to go. Do you remember the teacher in India saved up for the school bus because he was the teacher of the school?
Yes.
And there wasn't any roads, but it's like the kids couldn't get to class. So he was like, all right, I'm going to save up. I'm going to buy a school bus. I'll be the school bus first, like, driver. I'm going to pick the kids up. I'm going to take them to class. I'm going to teach them. Then I'm going to put them back in my school bus that I paid for with my own money, and I'm going to drop them off. And I'm going to do that every single day.
While being underpaid.
Awesome, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then my favorite positive news story of the past year.
I already know what this is. I don't even got to.
I've talked about it 1,000 times. I don't care. Guy in Africa. He graduated from college. He realized the impact. He was in Ghana. Realized the impact of computers. And he was teaching a class, 30 kids that had no access to computers at all. He's like, all right, I'm going to teach you all Microsoft Word. Right. He taught them on the chalkboard.
Drew the pictures, right?
And he taught them every day. And then someone found out about it, and they got them computers for the school.
Which is awesome in itself.
And then every kid could use Microsoft Word.
He's a good teacher.
Great teacher.
Absolutely, man.
And this is the kind of stuff that happens every day, not only in America, but everywhere around the world. Teachers making a positive impact.
I agree, man. Just in my community, the school that I work at, we had a gift a child. It's called Grant a Gift. They donated 80... Our sponsored 80 children.
That's nice. Sorry.
They sponsored 80 kids from a pre-K and kindergarten at a local elementary school and gave them gifts. Had a student dress up like Santa Claus. Other students were elves, which I thought was awesome. They also go to the food drive every single year. We had a lockdown situation, and one of the doors wouldn't lock. So a teacher broke off a stick, put it in between a door and a desk, and stood in front of the door and said, if anybody breaks through this door, they're going to have to go through me first to get to you guys.
How come I haven't heard the story before, Tim?
Man, we talked about this. Drew Rhodes. I've talked about this man multiple times. Yeah, we tried to get him on here for an interview. Hopefully we can soon, because this dude's got a lot of stories. He's doing a lot of
Drew
good
Rhodes. Things. Get this man on the podcast. Put him on the podcast.
Dude. Absolutely. I mean, we got so many amazing teachers in that building that do amazing things. You know, our leadership / student council sponsor. They're students that she deals with do so much for the community, and it's just wonderful. I know every school has a sponsor like that. So Melissa Smith, who we've talked about on the show multiple times, has done wonderful things just in the community that we're from anyways. So I thought that was pretty awesome to shout them out for sure. They need it because they don't get enough credit for all the good things they do.
Teachers in general don't, and that's why there's a 2018 Positive Truth Person of the Year. Chances over here.
We should call it the Chance to the Rapper Award.
I feel like that doesn't ring.
You're right. We need like some initials or something. We'll get back to it.
Positive Truth Person of the Year. Yeah, we'll have to work on that one.
Yeah, no, I think.
This is like the first Iron Man movie where he keeps saying shield in the long way. It's like, eh, what are you? You kids weren't that funny? I don't know. I like Positive Truth Person of the Year.
I do.
They got their two little album covers, two little magazine covers. 2019, we got more positive news stories coming. We appreciate all of you all for listening to our podcast. We got more positive news coming, we promise. We're only going to get better. Tell a friend about this positive news. Tim, do you have a good teacher's quote?
I do. A good teacher can inspire, hope, ignite the imagination, and instill love of learning. Ooh. Take that, world.
Absolutely, they can. Hopefully, we instill a love of positivity in you all. We'll be here all 2019. We're out.
Stay positive.